Let us commence our afternoon service with hymn 480. The tune is Gethsemane 336. Up to the fields where angels lie, and living waters roll, fain would my thoughts leap out and fly, but sin hangs heavy on my soul. Thy wondrous blood, dear dying Christ, can make this world of guilt removed, and thou canst bear me when thou fliest on thy kind wings, celestial dove.
Thank you.
afternoon reading from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9 from verse 37 to the end. It came to pass on the next day when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man in the company cried out, saying, "Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lower spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. And they're all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, Let these sayings sink down deep in your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not the saying, and it was hid from them, that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him up by him, and said unto him, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said, And let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go, bid them farewell which are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plough and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless his word. Help us now in prayer. Almighty God, who in thy loving kindness deposited us to send thy dear Son to stand in their own place instead at the judgment seat. Lord, thou art that righteous judge. And we look to thee, Lord, in mercy, to save us for thy mercy's sake. Those who grant us an interest, Lord, in the merits of thy Son. But God, may we hear thy voice, instead of being inscribed upon the fleshly tables of our new hearts, those exceeding great and precious promises, and evidence, Lord, that thou hast eternally loved us. And thou didst not come to destroy lives we have led, but to save them. But, O Lord, now we do need to be given a new heart, a clean, clean heart, and new it within us, that we might know, Lord, what it is to be humbled in the dust, if so be there might be hope of eternal salvation. Salvation, Lord, from this present evil world. Salvation above all from all their sins. O Lord, thou knowest the hideous monster of sin and what it's caused. And we see and hear witnesses every day, Lord, sin and death upon the road for those that believe not. But oh, what a mercy, Lord, to be kept from pondering the path of their feet and being brought, Lord, to fear thy name and to seek help that is laid upon thee, the one who is mighty to save, even to the uttermost. And we do come, Lord, with a desire to feel the influence of thy Spirit upon us this afternoon, to be able to exalt Christ, to hear his voice, to receive those precious gifts of eternal life through the merits of Jesus. Lord, don't leave us to be a goat. Don't leave us, Lord, to be an outcast of Israel. But do grant that thou reach forth thine arm and grant us true repentance and broken hearts. And seek thee, Lord, with that diligence to make our calling and our election sure. O Lord, what a mercy that thou dost ever live and reign to save people from their sins. May it please thee, Lord, to confirm each of our souls in due time that we are chosen vessels. We have no right to that, Lord. We have no right to salvation. We have no right to be saved, because, Lord, we're defiled from head to foot. And, O Lord, we would realise how wretched and vile we are. Without thee, we can do nothing. But we would come again pleading the merits of Jesus, pleading, Lord, that the Son of Righteousness might come with healing in his wings. Unite us to fear thy name. Bless and uphold the gospel through this world, we pray thee. Many, Lord, have a name to live and a deed, but all may there be the life of the Spirit within us. May we not be ashamed to own thee as our Lord and Saviour. And, O Lord, give us strength equal to our demands, to fight the good fight of faith, that we might lay hold at last on eternal life. What a blessing, Lord, that thou, the blessing that the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, rich to all intents and bliss, when thou dost unite our hearts to fear thy name and to feel, Lord, that love shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, that we will come to thee and bless thee and praise thee, that thou hast not passed us by, but come right where we are. Oh, do be with us here this afternoon, Lord. We do need thee to strengthen our poor bodies, our outer man decaying, in order to feel that inner man being renewed day by day. You be our guardian, our guide, whatever our age or case may be, Lord, in this world. We know that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We know that those sins must be blotted out as a thick cloud. And so we would be led to that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. So, Lord, do hear our prayers. Zion's in a low state. We need thee, Lord, to bless us. We need thee, Lord, to arise for our help. We need thee to keep us from evil. We needed to drive out the buyers and the sellers of our hearts and show us real tokens of glory. Oh, grant us living evidences, Lord, that we have been born of God and that our treasure is above. We also seek, Lord, too, that thou art to remember likewise all of our flock here and be with them, Lord, in their goings out and comings in. Oh, that it might yet please thee, Lord, to add unto our churches such as shall be saved. For is anything too hard to do? When we consider, Lord, Sarah and Abraham's birth of a son, and even to give him a name before he was even born. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wilt then remember us in us and give us such living faith as Abram and as Sarah had, and other characters in the scripture, Lord. Thou wilt instruct them and teach them in the way they should go. So Lord, do come and descend to our aid this afternoon. Help us at the service. Take us each home in peace and safety afterwards. Dear Lord, with the flock up at Rye today, bless thy servant and do set him at liberty of the gospel. May he be encouraged in the word. Lord, we have been warned, no man having put his hand in the flower and turning back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. We tremble sometimes when we realise how little ability we've got. But oh, is it not dependent? Dependence upon thee, O God. Dependence in each of our lives, Lord, to be our guardian, our guide, and that friend that sticketh close to the brother. Do help us to trust thee, Lord, in those exceeding greater promises, and send out thy light and thy truth, that we might be guided by thy counsel, and afterwards receive the glory. Be with us in all our providential pathway. Do, Lord, govern our ways and our affairs, and keep us, Lord, from evil, we pray thee. Keep us from the dreadful paddling of drugs, Lord, by these evil men and these evil women. And do, Lord, be with our young ones in their school and college days, we do pray thee. We realise, Lord, that thou hast their times in thy hands and all events at thy command. May they wait upon thee for wisdom and guidance from above, and prove thou the faithful God that promised. So, Lord, be with us, and be with us in our afflictions, and many other afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. So, Lord, do come to our aid this afternoon. And do forgive our sins. And all we ask in this for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 1099. The tune is Martyrdom 182. Jesus, omnipotent to save. Exalted Prince of Peace, Prince of Grace, light, life and love thou dost bestow on men of vilest race. The heart of steel for thee must yield, the adamant give way, the stoutest rebel bow and kneel, and own thy sovereign sway.
Thank you.
please to help me. I would again direct you quite prayerfully to Luke 9 and verse 35. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And he goes on to say, "And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close." Having had this remarkable revelation, and Jesus talked with, and behold, their talk with him, with Jesus, two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. And see, as he said, "Let these sayings sink down deep into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered in the hands of men," but they understood not. And as we look at it, it is recorded there, of course, in the Word of God, of Jesus ultimately being crucified, dead and buried. But we need the Lord to lighten our darkness in these factual matters that we have now, according to the Word of God. We realize how they led him out as far as Bethany. And there, as we were speaking a little in the vestry, about the humanity of Christ being so clearly revealed to us, and yet solemnly in our day and age, for those are eyes that are holding, that will not see it, and have created controversy amongst their churches in England, and even tried to bring it out here and cause trouble. But do remember that Lord God omnipotent reigneth. It is only as your eyes and mine are understanding and enlightened to see through the lattice of the gospel that God has appointed and permitted enemies of the truth to rise up and to cause havoc in the churches, even in these dark days. And some of us have witnessed it. Witnesses, dear friends, even funerals, and even in the services of God's house, and have cast insults upon our little denomination that believes in the truth purely as it is revealed in His Word. Lord, how we do need the Lord in His mercy to grant us to know it and to give no doubts about it in our mind. We are doubting, fearful creatures, it's true. But the voice of God, the voice of the Son of God, whose voice we are told to hear him. And so we look for the Lord to keep us, our minds stayed upon God, and ever looking to him to favour us to know what it is, the beloved Son. "I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." And we do get tempted and tried as to the reality, don't we, in this day and age that we live in. So many are nominal Christians. So many talk about Christianity and know nothing of the new birth, to be created anew in Christ Jesus, and to set their affections upon him that sits above in no precarious way. And so we ask the Lord, and as we read, and I quote sometimes in John 1, "He came much to die, and his own received him not." We cannot convert anyone. We cannot make anyone a believer. But we bless the Lord. How much the Holy Spirit receive not, but as many as receive him. Oh, may your ears and my heart receive him. The only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. We repeat our doctrines, no doubt, through the years. But my doctrine, he said, shall drop as the rain, my speech shall be still as the dew. And oh, what a mercy when his doctrine does well, when his speech does be still as the dew. There's that soft feeling upon your spirit and mind that Jesus has quickened you and made you to cry unto him and him alone, and to wait upon him to hear his voice. We said, you need a patience after you've done the will of God, you might receive a promise. To know that he has recorded your name and mine in the book of life. Most vital and necessary for you and me to hear his voice, for him to apply his word, to take it, even though it might be from the lips of this poor, simple wretch, but under the influence of the Spirit, he brings to your remembrance the things that you might have handled, tasted, and fed upon of the bread of life. Because it's the entrance of his word that giveth life, and light and understanding. Therefore, simple minds, we're made to feel the simplicity of this real religion. Things known, things felt. Here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept to the people of God. And so, as he said here, when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close. You don't spread this, dear friends, along the street corners. You don't spread this among your families that are unbelievers. It's a worry to you. Of course it is. If by the grace of God you've been quickened. But you cannot, dear friends, give them grace. You cannot open their hearts and make them believe these things. But the Lord can and does. And you know what it is to take their cases to the throne of grace. He hears and answers prayer, and you've proved it in your life, and you dare not deny it. And so you bless the Lord. If there's any hope and any sign of a change wrought in some of their loved ones, who at the moment betray such antichrist characters in their walk and in their conduct, they have a name to live and a dead. And all these things, Lord, are revealed, the Lord will tell you, are revealed in the Scripture. And so we bless the Lord to know that we are, can hear him, and they can hear him. He can sanctify their losses and their crosses, and he can make them willing in the day of his power to grant us a true spiritual revival in our land, which is so diminished and low. And we bless the Lord that we may have experienced these things that are beginning to make us wise unto salvation through faith in God and faith in Christ, the beloved Son. And that he loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end. And so, you see, we need the Lord to receive these doctrines of free and sovereign grace, and the calls are yet to be a revival, as there was in those former years when men, women, and even children began to be one. They thought it was the right thing to remember the Sabbath, because God had declared it. They thought it was good to learn these things and seek the application and entrance of his word that giveth light and understanding to poor simple sinners. This is my beloved Son. Oh, how we long for him to be revealed. How we need that grace to walk worthy of the vocation when we have been called, looking unto Jesus. To whom else can you and I go? speaks of me. Jesus said that looks on them, he thinks ye will also go away. But whom else can we go when the gift of eternal life is through the merits of Jesus and as revealed in the gospel? It's good and welcome news for sinners such as you and me to commit your way to him, trust also in him, and finally bring to pass this my beloved Son, hear him, God the Father, speaking of his Son, and to this end he was trying not to destroy. He said lives, but but to save them, to save them. Well, we do need the Lord, don't we, to grant us the knowledge of this salvation. And how shall we escape if we neglect it? So he bids you and me come. So oh, how we need that wisdom and guidance to deal wisely in these matters pertaining to religious instruction and teaching in the way that he would have us to go. Cast, he said, on me thy care. Is it not that I am nigh? I will all thy burden bear. I will let all thy need supply. And you cannot deny that the Lord has not favoured you and me with these precious promises to raise up a hope in your soul that you'll be more than a conqueror through him who has loved you and washed you from your sins in his precious blood. And some, through mercy, have been led to take up the cross and to follow him. They're not ashamed to own him, because it is the very life of their souls to believe in Jesus, to trust in him, and hope in his mercy. This is not anything by imagination. This is not having any rosary beads, dear friends, to meditate upon. What good can rosary beads do to anyone in salvation? Why, it's a myth, dear friends. It's Jesus. Jesus only is the way to God. And if God has chosen you in the furnace of affliction, it is because Jesus has been sent to preach himself unto you, the dying Saviour's love, as he laid down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Well, you say you're waiting for a command. Go on waiting. He has an appointed time to save his children. We might have to wait to our deathbed to have confirmation of it. But I'm sure of you, so I'm sure of you that you have a hope. You have a hope, dear friends. It anchors your soul, does this hope. An anchor to your soul that Jesus Christ has gone before you. He's gone to the end of the Lord, magnify you. He's made it honourable. What a mercy. And we are guilty of breaking all 10 commands if we've broken one. It's no good you and I thinking we can be self-righteous, because we cannot. Self-righteousness and pride, we're told, will take the weapon from their soul. What weapon? Wrestling prayer. Before you've had some wrestles at the throne of grace and you seem to get no reply. But this is the pathway of the just, because they have faith to believe that he's able to save unto the uttermost all those that come to God by him. You've been enforced to the throne of grace to make your wants and your wishes known. Come, sighing and crying for the merits of Jesus to be so revealed to you, to hear him. Oh, what a mercy when he unstops your deaf ears and opens your heart to receive the promises. Do remember, he is a sovereign. It is a set time to favour you and me from on high. And you realise by the grace of God that time appointed for you and me to be called by grace, give you a new heart, makes you tender in his fear, and you wait upon him till you move your strength. You can't get it in the world. You can't get it in the so-called religious world, because they do not prove anything by faith. He said you've got to believe, therefore the praise before they know what their conviction is of sin. And so you see there's a right order in the work of grace in the sinner's heart. It's convinced of sin and led to Jesus' precious sin atoning blood, to Calvary. And what a mercy to be led to Calvary, to behold that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place, Jesus in my sinful place, heaven's mightiest glory sunk in shame that revels my glory's name. And you will feel rebellious at times. Rebellious there has been, not rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise are fulfilled. We wait for the promises. We're undeserving of them, but he cannot always keep silent. But you will silently wait and sigh and cry for the abominations done in the land, done in your own life, the abominations with nothing to present acceptable to Christ, only what work he has done in creating in you a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within. Such then we are dependent. And he says so. Thy whole dependence on me fix, nor entertain a thought. Thy worthless schemes with mine to mix. Well, you pollute his scheme, wouldn't you? But venture to be known. You see, we've been nothing but be clay in the potter's hand as we're his, to make us lumps unto honour than when we were once lumps of dishonour. This is the gift of grace. This is the love of Christ shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. It is the beloved Son of God that unstops your deaf ears and opens your heart to receive it. He pours in the oil and the wine of gospel. Oh, what a mercy when Jesus changes the heart of a believer. He begins to realize he's got nothing. Destitute. Destitute of the life of the Spirit. But Jesus begins that work, and he has begun that work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's his work, it's his grace, it's his honour and his glory. You won't glory in the flesh, but in the cross of Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Oh, what a saviour. What a saviour. And oh, for many years we denied him, defiled him, until something caused the rending of our hard heart. He took away that heart of flesh, that heart of stone, and gave us a heart of flesh. We began to be in one. Is this where you are, poor sinner? You began to be in one. Is something you believe is real in your religion, and you want to know yourself. It's a begging work for you and me. It won't be a light-hearted prayer. It won't be just, save me for thy mercy's sake. It'll be a burden. You see, you were like one of old, that he had the burden on his back. The burden on his back. Until he saw Jesus by faith, and the burden was removed. He tells us, cast thy burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee, the burden of sin. See, this is what we want to do, and we want reality. We don't want imagination taking over. We want the Lord has exercised their own souls personally. Personal religion between you and your Lord and your Saviour. It's not somebody else showing you what to do. It's asking the Lord, seeking the Lord, knocking upon the door of mercy that He will grant you reality. Hear little, real things in a little way that the Lord causes you, I believe, by these little things connected one to another, to grow in grace and the knowledge of Him. And the desire is you might win His affections with your groanings, which cannot be hid, of the new birth, of the new heart, making you tender to follow Christ. It's not a broad way, it's a narrow way. Few that get both be, straight is the gate, and few that be in, but striving to get at the straight gate, few that be that know it and enter in. Jesus leads you. Jesus guides you into all truth and applies the truth, and you know it. And you bless the Lord for it. My beloved Son, he says, hear him. And all we do need the Lord to take these scriptures and apply them with power. And it's often when we are least exercised, although exercise never dies out, but it comes beclouded at times, that the Lord shines again. And to you that fear his name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Well, he blesses us with the earthly physician who has given wisdom to deal with our bodily condition. We know that he'll not always be able to cure us, will he? But we bless him for those reliefs that we get from time to time, for the provision, for the supply of that need. But how much more do we need Jesus, haven't we? Who is the way to God, and help his souls have here a friend. That friend is sticking closer to the brother and beholds you and me to look unto him. To look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy, joy and power. To be your favoured visitor. Yes, a favoured visitor. And Jesus, with his mighty love, visits your troubled breast. Your doubts subside, your fears removed, and you're completely blessed. And this is reality. Souls are completely blessed. The cup runs over with real joy and real peace in believing. And then he removes his hand from the hole of the door. In other words, he takes away that sweet moment, those sweet feelings when Jesus visited you with his mighty love. Will you come again and receive you unto himself? He said that where I am, there shall ye be forevermore, the beloved Son of God. And you'll love the Lord with heart and mind and soul when he blesses you with a real token of that love. And you look back and reflect upon that time of that promise. You read it again. It's not as powerful as it once was. But you know, you remember that time, that special time, when Jesus, with his mighty love visited your troubled breast. And you have a little hope that he'll come again, revive and confirm you with the knowledge of the truth. And so you bless the Lord, because he's manifested to you these times and tokens of his real love, and you've been rejoiced again. But oh, how often the devil seems to come in like a flood, and you seem to have much darkness and bondage in your soul, but he will never leave you. He may hide his face for a season. You may Yet your promises be clouded, but nevertheless, the sun of righteousness again will arise with healing in his wings. We go forth as a calm and a storm, which is making you be very tender hearted at times. We may be very brash and brazen in our remarks sometimes when the Lord touches your heart, or he does melt you down and he humbles you. And you go on your way with a humble home that is not passed you by, but come right where you are. And you record the goodness of the Lord, the land of the living, for what he has laid upon your spirit. He sets the door, open door before you where there seems to be no way. He shuts the door, dear friends. That would bring you and me into great straits. Oh, we know that you're trying, yes. But there are those forbidden ways, dear friends, that the Lord will show you plainly and God dishonouring. You know, we do need the Lord to keep us from the love of sinning and keep our minds stayed upon God. You know, the government is upon his shoulders. And we have to ask him, Lord, do take control of my life. Take control of my heart. Here's my heart. And take it and keep it unspotted in this present evil world, that I might learn more and more obedience by the things that I have to pass through to make me wise unto salvation. You won't be ashamed of him and his words. You'll bless the Lord that he's condescended to come right where you are and give you a new heart and give you to feel that he's leading you and guiding you into all truth and applying the truth. As the entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to your poor, simple soul and mind. Blessed be the Lord. And so, you'll ask the Lord to give you further signs and evidences that he has eternally loved you. Because he has, if he's touched you, if he's exercised you aright, you prove this. The eternal God is your refuge and your strength, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He won't let you fall into Satan's arms. He may give you times when you feel the devil's at hand, but you have to pray to the Lord, grant me relief from the devil and his fiery darts. Give me that helmet of salvation and that shield of faith and that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Do, Lord Jesus, rebuke the devil. Drive out these buyers and these sellers, grant that I might at times be peaceful and alone as I hear his voice. And you follow him, and you're not ashamed to follow him. You'll walk worthy of him, the vocation wherewith you have been called, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God, there to intercede for you. He's that blessed intercessor for you and me, dear friends. Know how we need faith to hold fast to the form of same world in the day and age that you and I live in, because it's such a dark world of sin and woe. But ripening fast with judgments that we have to plead, Lord, in wrath, remember me in mercy, and keep me from the love of sin, and keep my mind stayed upon God, that I might thy sure salvation see. It's all of his free and sovereign grace, but by grace he is saved through faith, and not of your works is the gift of God, not of works lest any man shall boast. Grace excludes boasting, doesn't it? But our mercy is that Jesus can cast out devils, dear friends. not you, not me. But he will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. And he says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them that. We've got to have that childlike spirit to get to heaven. And I believe you will have. Those sweet moments before the cross, those sweet moments before the Lord comes to take our ransom spirit of glory. A prospect for you and me. When the Lord has seen fit to take you and me out of this world. To that world, dear friends, it is better known by true disciples. And pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling God in Christ Jesus. And you'll follow him. This track I see and I'll pursue the narrow way to him I view. And there came this voice out of the crowd saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. And you can take this word and apply it to your soul, dear friends, any time to direct you to the only begotten Son of God, who is full of grace and full of truth, grace sufficient, strength made perfect in weakness, who glory in your infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon you. Oh, blessed be the Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Blessed Trinity here. We have, don't we? The voice of the Good Shepherd, as it comes to you and me to hear him. Lord, do make me to lie down in these green pastures and leave me beside the storm still waters, that my soul might be restored into that joy and that peace in believing. And there came a voice out of the crowd saying, this is my beloved Son. Hear him. Lord, pardon all of this this day and get to himself honor and glory, anything acceptable to him. And bless our souls with safety and keeping in the days of light of life. And bring us again to his banqueting house to speak of these glorious things that are spoken to us through the blessed gospel. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 674. The tune is Darwell's 537. How sinners vaunt of power, or ruin soul the same, and count the force and store, the worth they seem to have, and by such visionary plots build up and bolster sandy hopes. But God must work the will, and power to run the race, and both through mercy still, a work of the freest grace. His own good pleasure, not our work, brings all the will and power forth. Sixth, seventy-four. God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us age.